Okay, so we were in the middle of three lines in the Gemara, which, as I noted when we looked at them, many sugyas emerged from them. So on Yud Chesem and Aleph, we're in the middle of discussing the Isser Darabanan for to be matvil kelim, but it's the heter for human beings to go to the mikvah on Shabbos and Yantiv. And the Gemara had said one of its proofs in the middle of this argument is the Amar Rav Chia, it's like two-thirds down, the Amar Rav Chia Bar Ashi Amar Rav, Nida Shein La Begadim, Ma Remes V'Tovelis B'Begadim, that a Nida who's run out of clothes, so not only does she need to go to the mikvah, but she needs to take her clothes, so Me'ikar Adin, she should be able to go to the mikvah, because there's no prohibition on human beings going to the mikvah, but she shouldn't be able to bring her clothes to the mikvah, because they're Kalim. So the Gemara says, no, she's allowed to go to the mikvah in her kelim. Vim isa, and if it were true, and again, this is the middle of all these discussions, it's a possibility. The Gemara had suggested maybe it's aser because shema yitlana biyada ve'arena daladamas v'sarabim. That we're worried she'll end up carrying her clothes. Vim isa, nigzar doma asilat bula be'inayu. Maybe we should be gozer that she shouldn't be able to go to the mikvah with her clothes because she might end up just bringing her clothes to the mikvah. So the Gemara says, no, shiny hasam mitok shalohotra alide malbush zechurehi. Since we're only allowing her to bring it to the mikvah by wearing it, she'll remember that it's only by wearing it. So last week what we discussed was one very large halacha l'maaseh sugya that emerges from these lines, which is the question of can you wear clothes into the mikvah? And the nafkamina is how do we deal with gerim? And we noted that, just to briefly summarize what we saw last week, that the Meiri and others, the Rush and the Eshkol, and this is brought down la halacha and the Shach, say that you're allowed to go to the mikvah, even lechadchila, with clothes on, as long as it's loose clothing. The Rambam and Shulchan Aruch sound like it's not lechadchila, which might be a technicality, might not, but definitely b'shas hadchak. Even the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch say it works. Based on that, Rav Avadya says that when a woman is going to the mikvah, because we paskin at least lechomra like the position that the Dayanim should see her go into the mikvah, but obviously that would be a breach of sneah. So we tell her either to wear loose-fitting clothing when she goes to the mikvah, or what many mikvahs do is she wears more of a sheet, right? She goes into the mikvah under a sheet, and then when she's under the sheet, just her head's above, the Dayanim come in, and then she goes under, and they walk out, and then she gets dressed. But it's the same idea that you're allowed to go into the mikvah with clothing, with loose-fitting clothing. We noted that Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, which suggests that maybe it's even tighter fitting clothes, but we noted that tshuva is also a little bit tongue in cheek because Rav Moshe was asked whether you could marry B'nai Nida, presumably the children of Balei Tshuva, and he said, of course, because they're not B'nai Nida. If they have good midos, haraya, they're not. How are they not? Because they probably went swimming once either in the ocean or in a pool, and even though they were wearing bathing suits, it doesn't matter because the water got through it, and based on the sugya, Ikra Din, it worked, so they're not B'nai Nida. And besides that, it's technically mutter to marry B'nai Nida, and a whole discussion there. Again, I think it was somewhat tongue-in-cheek. He was just trying to convince people there's no problem with marrying Balei Tshuva. But from his tshuva, it does imply that even somewhat tighter clothes might be within that. But that's one halachic discussion that emerges from it. The other one has nothing to do with tefillah, but it is a very important sugya. This is the locus classicus for another sugya, which is malabing, the malacha of, right, of cleaning, really the malach of whitening, but the more commonly the malach of cleaning clothes. And what the Rishonim all debate here, starting with Tosus over here, Ma'aremes, right, Tosus at the end of the page, is that there's a Gemara in Zvachim. We'll look at the Gemara in Zvachim first, and then we'll look back at Tosus to understand what he's saying. So there's a Gemara in Zvachim. This is the central sugya in Shas about Milaving. The central sugya is surprisingly not in Shabbos, but the most important sugya here is Zvachim Tzadi Dalit. So the Gemara says as follows. The Meimra, it's in the middle of a discussion, says, do you will derive from this discussion de'or bar kivasu, that leather can be considered that it, you have washed it, meaning le'isser. If you wash leather, then that's a violation of kibbutz, which in turn is a malach of melabing. So the Gemara says, v'ramini, is that true? Ha'isa lav l'shleshes. If there's this dirt, this filth on the leather clothing, mekanachas bismartut, so then, on the clothes, so you can wipe it off with a napkin, with a rag, but ha'isa shel or, but if it is made of leather. You don't just have to wipe it off, right? If I have a stain on my shirt, so I'm allowed to just like do this, but I can't actually put water on it, because I put water on it, the Gemara will say that is a violation of milabein. But if it's leather, the Gemara says you could actually clean it with water. So the Gemara says there seems to be a contradiction, because what the previous figure, which I didn't bring, implies that if you clean leather clothes with water, it's a violation of milabein. And if you, in this, Brisa says that it's not true. Samar Abaye Lokasha Harabanan Haracherims. The first suggestion is that that is a machlokas. The Gemara then gives another suggestion. Amar Ravo Mi'ikav Mandem Orlav Barkivas. Who is there any position who says that if you clean leather with water, it's not of an Isser Daraisa Vaksiv Habeged Avashtio Ha'erev Okol Kli Arasher Techabes? It's a pasuk that when you clean leather, it's considered cleaning. So El Amar Ravo Kro Masnisen Birachin Ki Pligi Bikashin. Said, fine, it depends. There's soft leather, and there's, I don't know if it really means hard, but harder, meaning almost hard, or totally hard, or whatever, right? Shoes, right? Right, shoes are pretty hard, right? They're not really a fabric anymore, right? They're not like a fabric at all. A leather jacket is soft, right? A leather couch is soft. So the Gemara says, soft.
About the absorption? Is that the issue?
So we're not yet at Tzchita. Right here, we're just at the Isser of Milabin. Right? The Malacha is to clean it. But the Gemara assumes that, look, if you have a shoe, right, and it gets something on it, so washing it with water, that's not like cleaning a shirt, right? Because it's hard, right? Or at least that's what the Gemara is assuming at this stage. But if you have a leather jacket, so then it is cleaning. Or, I should correct that. The Gemara assumes that a leather jacket, everyone would agree that if you soaked it, then it would be cleaning, it would be malabein, but a shoe, it's a machlokes, because it's somewhere in between, right? It's not quite metal, right? But it's also harder, and therefore less easily cleaned than a shirt, than a cotton shirt or wool shirt. So then the Gemara says, is that true? But I was by Rav, and he used to scrub his shoes with water. So the Gemara says, not a problem. He had particularly hard shoes. Bikashin karabanan. It was hard shoes, and the Rabbanan say hard shoes, hard leather, is mutter to clean on Shabbos. Amarava, ikashali, hakashali. I have a different question. Karmuk sasas to rachaninu. What about all these upholstery? Utnan, Haisas Shel Or, if you have leather couches, so then Nos and Olam, Mayim HaShadichla, you are allowed to wash them, and that's soft, right? Your leather couch is very soft. So, Elam Arava, Kol Kibbutz, Lesley, Kiskus, Losh Mesh Kibbutz. The Gemara says it depends. If you scrub it, then it would be Kibbutz. But if you don't scrub it, you just put water on it, so anytime you clean something without scrubbing, it doesn't count. So the Gemara says, really? V'adam Rabchi Barashi, Zimzang, Yenav, Kamin, Kamed, Rav, Shachshichi, Le Mesana, Ben Maya. Shirchoch in aval kibos lo, but when I was by Rav, he used to not scrub his shoe, but he used to scrape the dirt off his shoe, which implies that he could scrape it off, but he couldn't put any water. And ibirachim and kidivrei akol, if it's soft, so obviously it's also ibikashin. Ukacheirim Gemara says if it's hard, so then he holds like Rameir, who says that you can't even clean hard leather. Iachi beginami. So the Gemara says, okay, we've raised several distinctions, right? Hard and soft. Leather, not leather, scrubbing, not scrubbing. So the Gemara says, but if all of these are true, then shouldn't I be allowed, and this is the point that everyone's getting at, but all those qualifications are important in a minute, but this is the main line. The Gemara says, if it's true that you don't violate the Malacha Malavin until you scrub, then if I get a stain on my shirt, I should be able to clean it. And the Gemara says, no. Beged, shriyaso zeo kibuso. A cloth, right, wool or linen or cotton or whatever it might be, the second you soak it, you have violated kibbutz. And Rai Willig, when I was in Shir for Shabbos, said, and he's right, that this is the single most violated Isser Skila in the Torah, right? Because that you go to every shul kiddush, you get a stain, and your mother, your grandmother, your aunt says, here's some seltzer, puts it on. You are chayiv, because it's a shoge, you are chayiv a karban, right? At that point, you have to bring a karban to the base. I mean, that should do it on purpose, you get put to death, right? This is an iser skila, lukuleyama, there is no machlokas about this, shriyasu zeu kibuso. And he always, like he said, this is a mitzvah to publicize, right? This is the single most commonly violated iser d'oraisa on Shabbos. Electricity, is what maybe Asur Midrabanan, right? Except for incandescent light bulbs. But this, according to all opinions, in Rishonim, Achronim, everybody, this is an Isur Doraisa with Skila, everything. Shriyasu Zeu Kibuso. And then the Gemara ends off, Darish Rava, Mutter, Lechabez, Minel, Shabez, you can clean your shoes on Shabez, and Hadu, Girava, Mura, Levit, Darash, Dvarim, Shamar, Levnechem, Tozen, Biadi, that was a mistake, Baram, Kachamar, Shich, Shuch, Mutter, Kibos, Aser. And he says, he passing like Chachamim, that you can scrape off your shoes, but you can't actually wash them with water. So again, you see, there's a lot of distinctions here, but the one thing that emerges clear, we'll come back to some of the distinctions later, but the one thing that's absolutely clear in the Gemara is this rule, Shriyasu Zeu Kibuso. Right, is that if you take a piece of clothing and you put it in water, you have violated the Isser Dorais of Melabing.
What if you're wearing a leather shirt?
We're going to come to that in one second.
Right? What about, other than the speed issues, what if there's no stain
there's
on
not,
your shirt?
So now there's, well, Let's see the question. Let's just think about the question, then we'll come to the answers in one second, right? So the question that all the Rishonim are going to ask is, I don't understand. You just said, Ma'aremes v'tovez b'vgodeh. You're telling her to walk into the water with her clothes, which the Gemara just told you, Shriyaso Zeo Kibuso. So what the Rishonim want to figure out now is how is it mutter. So answer one, or maybe not one, I don't remember what way I organized it, but one of the answers is going to be what Alan just said, which is?
No stain.
No stain. It's not right? Is the Gemara said, Shriyasu Zeu Kibuso.
No pain.
Exactly. Shriyasu Zeu Kibuso, you violate cleaning as soon as you put water, but maybe that's only if it's dirty. But if it's clean, so then it's mutter, because it's cleaning is only cleaning.
But the Gemara doesn't make that distinction. It just says...
Correct. But we'll see that some of the Rishonim will say exactly what Alan just said. Some of them are going to say what other Alan just said, which is, well, the Gemara said that that's true of a woolen beged, but what might it not be true of? A leather beged. If you have a hard enough leather piece of clothing, I don't know what she's wearing, but some of the Rishonim, as we'll see, suggest that, yeah, we're talking about a woman who's wearing, somewhat stiff leather clothing. Sure. Mm-hmm.
But isn't... I thought the fact situation is the reason she went into the mikveh wearing her clothes is because they're dirty.
No, she goes because she's Tmei and she has no other clothes.
She's dirty,
now,
but the clothes aren't.
Right. Now, I would tell you, my guess is, yes, that if she has no other clothes, that they're probably somewhat dirty, but it could be that it's dirty in the way that people would care to clean it. I don't know. Right? And I assume they don't mean sweat, because we'll see that some of the poskim will distinguish between different types of liquids. We'll see. But two of the potential answers are either going to say, well, as we see in the Gemara, it already might depend on what substance, what the clothing is made of. The other one is, maybe it depends on whether she's dirty or not. Now, what other distinctions could we make? And then we'll see this inside. There's like eight in Rishonim. I put a few. I don't think I put all of them.
What if the water is incapable of removing the stain? So you don't actually clean anything.
Right, so another possibility is to say, right, one is to say it's not dirty, the other one is to say it's not cleaning, right? And we'll see, Rishonim will go in both of those directions in different variations on that. Another possibility, which people will point out in different formulations again, is, right, in the case in the Gemara in Zvachim, she, or he, or whoever it was, wanted to clean their clothes. Here, it may be that she is cleaning her clothes, but that's not her intent. Right? There's kavana different, right? So there are potential differences here.
Her
now,
intent is to get it wet.
Well, her intent, yeah. So that makes it a little bit trickier. Correct. So all these are going to come into play. Now, before we look at Tosfos, just to look at the other two Gemaras that are going to be in play. Number two is the Gemara in Shabbos Kofir Aleph, says Amar Rabsim Barchia Mishmei Dirav, Hai Mesuch Raisa Din Nezaisa, Oser Lahaduka Biyama Tava. If you have a wine barrel and you stuff it up with cotton or with wool or something like that, cotton stops, you can't do that on Yantif because it's Schita, right? Because you're squeezing it in and it's wet. Right, so the Rishonim are also going to try to figure out why this is not Shechita, which is what Naftali brought up, that there's the other problem. In addition to Malabain, there's also the problem of Shechita, that you were potentially squeezing it, right, because that's, which is a second Malacha. And the third Gemara they're going to bring up is there's one in Yom Ayin Zayin, where the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Aholech Lahakvil Pnei Aviv, Pnei Rabba, O Pnei Misha Gadol Menu. If you, this is talking about Yom Kippur now, if you want to go greet your Rebbe, or your father, or someone who's greater than you, so it's a mitzvah, that's the assumption of the Gemara, over at Savaro B'mayim V'enachoshesh, you're allowed to walk into the water, right, up to your neck, to see them, even though it's Yom Kippur and you're not allowed to wash, because it's not considered. Okay, that's the context of the sugya. We won't get into the Yoma implications, but it has the same problem as our Gemara, which is you have somebody walking into water with their clothes. So all the Rishonim want to figure out, if Shriyasu Zeu Kibuso, the second you touch water to clothing, you have violated Malabin, so why is this not the case? So, as I said, Tosfos...
Is there a requirement of Kabbana? In other words...
So, as we said, one of the possibilities... Right, so we said, one of the possibilities is that there's a difference in Kabbana. Possibly. Right? We have four different possibilities, right? Kavana, material, whether it's clean or whether it can clean, right?
What
about Kaya Kavana? What? There's no Kaya Kavana. Well, that could be similar to the Kavana, maybe, right? Right, something like that. Even though it might be Nichale or Lo Ichvasle or something, which makes it even more complicated. But so that's what the Rishonim are going to be talking. All four of those possibilities appear in Rishonim. But if you want to look at the first one, so Tosfos says, I actually put it on the daf, but whatever, we can look at it inside. Ma'aremes is Ovelis Biv Gadea Tema. Hainu Shriya Ushriya Asura Bipneshu Mechabes Milamin. Damrian Shriya Suzeu Kibuso. It's Asur, you're soaking it. Soaking is Malabin. So he says, Vyesh Lomar, the Howl Vehave Derech Tinuf Shari. So, possibility one in Tosfos is what Alan said, because this is not called cleaning, this is derech tinuf, it's a way of dirtying, right? If you want to clean your clothes, you don't walk into a dirty mikvah, or a dirty lake. These things are disgusting, right? This is not our mikvahs, right? If you've seen these mikvahs, right, you know, there's one which is very good to see in on Derech Havot, between Alon Shvud and Neve Daniel, if you want to see the mikvah, like an ancient mikvah, what it looks like, right? You've seen it? Have you seen
Shulman
Rishon? You know the one in Derech Havot, right? It's Israel has the bracha of having too many archaeological sites. They can't afford to protect all of them. So a lot of them are just out in the open and not protected, so you can just walk into them. So one of them is this mikvah between Alon Shvud and Neve Daniel, but 10 minutes outside of Alon Shvud. Yeah. So it's basically an underground pit with two stairs, right? Yeah. With two staircases, one going down and one coming up, right? When you see it, you realize what Chazal are talking about, right? Chazal say that if you find something, Derech Yiridaso, so it's Tame, Derech Aliyaso, it's Tar. So everyone's like, well, what was Derech Yiridaso, Derech Aliyaso? You go there and you see there's two staircases, right? It's very simple, right? It's not really complicated once you see it, but it's this underground pit, right? There's no, right? It's Gush Etzion, right? Gush Etzion has sandstorms. It has dust storms. I am sure that water is filthy,
so
right?
You come out filthier than when you came in.
Correct, and that's why
maybe Tahor.
Well, and that's why, Chazal had to make a gzeira that you weren't allowed to take a shower the second you left, right? Because then people would think that you only became Tahor because of the shower, because right, it can't be the dirty water, but no, it is the dirty water. So answer number one of Tosfos is what Alan said, which is, well, maybe it's only considered cleaning if you are cleaning. This is not how you clean things. This is how you make things dirtier, right? If you fall into the lake in camp, right, you don't then say, oh, I'm clean, I don't have to do laundry this week. You go right back to your bunk and you, right, clean your clothes, right? I had one camper, my first year as a counselor, who loved just jumping into the lake in his clothes. So we just had to constantly bring him back to the bunk, make him change, and send it to the laundry, right? You just had to do this all the time. That wasn't clean. It's disgusting. So that's one. He said, V'teidat, heyachanu minagvim yadenu b'mapa b'shabas. And he brings a raya, because he says, otherwise, I have a big kasha, big halach l'maisa kasha. How do you dry your hands on a towel? Right? Aren't you putting water on cloth? And Tosfos says, you are, but that's making it worse, right? You take your dirty hands, right? You've cleaned it up, and whatever residue there is, you dry your hands. That's not called derech nikayon. You're not cleaning your hands. You are, right? You're cleaning your hands. You're not cleaning the towel, right? Towels, right? The more you use them, the dirtier they get, not the cleaner they get, right? You don't say, oh, this is a very clean towel. It's been used by 500 people, right? You take that to the laundry. And he says, so obviously, It's like in this is like a thing in Brooklyn, not so much here, but right, they don't have paper towels by the negavasa thing. They have a big bath towel hung on the wall, right? It's ugh, right? My mother works at the Department of Health. So like my mother works at the Department of Health, not in this department. My mother works in bioterrorism. But my mother speaks Yiddish. So she often ends up being the liaison anyway to the Hasidic community. And she often has to go to them and just say, like, you have an outbreak of X, you have to wash your hands. And I don't mean negelwasser, I mean with soap, and you have to use paper towels. You can't have this one single towel. Like, she has to like explain this over and over again, that this is a way of spreading disease. So he says, and if it weren't the case that derech nikayon derech lichluch was mutter, if you're making it dirtier, it's mutter, so how could you dry your hands on a towel? Ha heve shriya v'asher m'nei shu mechabe su min laven. El chevan de heve derech tinuf sharei achanami neima hachi. So it must be that if you do it in a way which makes the cloth dirtier, it is mutter. So answer number one in Tosfos is what Alan said. Yeah.
Do you have to make it dirtier or just not clean it?
So it sounds like what Tosfos is saying is it's not cleaner. Or I should clarify. What Tosfos seems to be saying is it's, even if it doesn't make it dirtier, it's derech lichluch, right? Meaning, not every time you use the towel it makes it dirtier, but this is...
It's not making it better.
Right, it's the way... This process is called a dirtying act. Now, it could be that you had nothing in your hands because you just are an obsessive hand washer, so your hands actually had clean water on them, right? You scrubbed and scrubbed and scrubbed for 10 minutes. There's nothing left but water and soap, so it made it cleaner. It's possible, but that's called derech lichluch, right? It's not called derech nikayon. Fine. So that's answer one. Now if we look at the sheet here, so now I've just listed other Rishonim throughout Shas who will rack up different answers here. Okay, so Meiri, Shetertzu, right? I cut out the question because it's the same question in every single Rishon. But his answer is, so some say, Shetertzu, Shezu shel nida b'chiluk shelo nemra velo b'vigdei tzemer, velo nemar shriyaso, zeo kibuso ela b'shel tzemer. So his first answer, which he quotes, is what? Not exactly the leather one, right? But is similar to what Alan said. Maybe, other Alan, right? Maybe he said, when the Gemara says shriyaso zeo kibuso, so in the Gemara in Zavachim, it sounds like it's all cloth is shriyaso zeo kibuso except for leather. Tosfos is suggesting it's the exact opposite, that it's nothing has shriyaso zeo kibuso except for wool. Right, because wool is particularly easily clean, so all you need to do is put water. Everything else, you would actually have to scrub, or something like that. So answer one, the Meiri is quoting, not from himself, he's quoting it from some, I think some Baal HaTosfos actually, but it could be, maybe it's from the Michtam actually, that maybe it depends on substance. His first suggestion is only wool. Mishriyasu Zekibus are not other things. Now that is not accepted, lahalacha, but that's one answer. Another answer, v'yesh lomar dahol v'davei terach tinuf shari. His other answer is what we saw, which we'll see in other Tosfosim, is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. That, again, what Alan... Okay, this is the problem. We have too many... We really have to get more Vrive names here, okay. But what Alan said, that derech tinuf is mutter, but derech... Derech tinuf is mutter, that if you dirty it, it's mutter. And again, v'teida d'heachanu menagvin... Oh, did I... No, I just went back to Rabbeinu Tam. That's why it sounded very familiar. I went back to Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, okay, fine. V'ikra dvarim, next answer. I didn't think I repeated answers. Okay, v'ikra dvarim. Shalom nemar shriyasu zeh kibuzer alub shiyesh sam soa. Olechlo, this was Alan's other answer. He said, answer one is it depends on... which is Rabbeinu Tam, depends, are you trying to dirty it or trying to clean it? Answer two is there anything there to be cleaned? So the Meiri says, if it is dirty, so then you can't go in. If it is clean, then you can. Now, that which, oh God, Alan Dopelt said, now we're just going to have to do last names, otherwise it's never going to work here, right? That isn't her clothes dirty. Right? I mean, she's been wearing her only set of clothes. So the Meiri seems to answer that question implicitly and say, when we say dirty and clean, we don't mean perfectly clean. The only time shriyaso zeo kibuso is if there's visible dirt, right? There's lichluch or tsoa, right? There's actual filth or there's excrement or there's something actually on it. Like, you look at it, it is dirty, right? If it, you know, in a culture where people didn't have a washing machine, right, a little bit of sweat was not considered dirty. You wore the same clothes. Right? She has one pair of clothes. She wore it for a long time. It took a lot for her to want to go wash it. It was a big deal, right? Sweat was not enough. So the Meiri says maybe it depends on whether there is dirt there or not. If there is dirt, so then obviously you're cleaning the dirt. If it is clean, so then it is mutter. So that is the answer number three. And then he says, answer number four, achronei harabbanim mechalkim beged libeged. So now we come back to Alan Rutman's suggestion that maybe, again, it depends on the material, but this time it's not wool versus all material. He says a much more savir distinction, which is, sheyesh begadim miskapsim mehera, valihem amru shiryasu zeh kibuzo, v'yesh ein miskapsim alachar shifshur gado, v'ein lomer bam kain. So the other sheet picks up on the fact that the Gemara and Zvachim distinguished between things that need to be scrubbed and things that don't need to be scrubbed. So the Meiri says, well, it depends. Certain clothing, the second you put it in water, that's all you need to do, right? If you have, stain-resistant, right, pants, right, you wipe it off, like it rolls off, and all you got to do is like put a little water, and everything will come out of it, right? So that obviously you don't even need to put water, whatever. But shriyasu zeo kibuso. Now that's not true of, you know, other things you have to scrub, like a leather jacket.
Leather, where you've got creases and you've got...
Right, and you have to, like, you know, you really have to work on it to get it out. So he says, it depends. If it's the type of clothes that the second water gets on it, it's basically clean, right? Or you've started the cleaning process in a significant way, so then, yeah, shriyasu zeo kibuso. The second it's wet, it's cleaned. But if it's the type of thing that... You put it, you soak it in water, and you look at it 24 hours later, and it looks the same, right? You've got to work on it. So then what did you help by putting water on it? It's not clean. So it depends. If it's the type of thing that needs scrubbing, so then merely putting water on it doesn't violate the issur. If it's the type of thing that starts getting cleaned as soon as you put water on it, so then you violate it as soon as you put water on it.
So really the formulation is metzius, is the actuality. Are you cleaning it or
correct? So answer, so there's right. So answer one and three in the Meiri is that it depends on the substance, right? The material. Either his more general formulation at the end, which is those things which get clean simply by putting water, it's usser. Those things which don't, it's mutter. Tosfos's answer is, it depends on whether you're doing a cleaning action. It's the type of act. And the Meiri's middle answer is, it depends on whether there is, in fact, dirt there to be cleaned, which is also sort of a Metzius answer, but a different claim than the other three.
That depends on the clothes that you have.
Well, that's true, except most people, right, they have a stain, and they, right, like I just have this scene, right?
Some people
put seltzer on it before it stains, right? That is shriyasu zeo kibuso. So far, all these shitas all come. It's derech. There's dirt. It's derech. It's nikayon, and everyone's putting on the seltzer because they're saying put it on before it stains, right? That's the whole point. That's why you do it, right? You put it on because if you get it quickly, it won't stain. That's a problem. You can't do that, right? Okay. There's really no way out. Like, I wish Rai Willig is like the defender of Klal Yisrael, and like this one, he's like.
Can we back up the original case for 1 second?
Okay. Yeah.
She's allowed to go in with her clothing, which so, initially is usser.
So let's plug in the four answers.
So right. What is the original reason why it's usser? Isn't it because of kibus or?
No, it's because of the takana. No, because the isser of being tovel kalim on Shabbos and Yantiv.
Okay, so
which is
it has nothing to do with actual kibbutz.
No, it's not going to kibbutz, right? Meaning the Gemara will suggest maybe it's schita, maybe, but the maskana of the Gemara is that it's because misakin kli, right? Gzera of misakin kli.
It's makav patish.
But at any rate, at this stage in the Gemara, or it's makav patish derabanan. But at this stage in the Gemara, it's still assuming that shemi yitlenu biyadar. It's shemi yaviren dalanamish v'saravim. We're still at the stage of the Gemara where we haven't even entertained any of this, right? The potential isser is shemi yavirenu. But the Gemara's assumption is that it's only potentially usher miderabanan, and it's mut, and yet it's mutter. So now we have four different ways. Now, if we plugged it back into our case, right? So, why in our case is she allowed to walk in? So, either she's wearing the type of either non-wool or anything which doesn't get cleaned easily, or it's getting dirtier, or there's no dirt on it. Now, according to the middle position of the Meiri, that it depends on whether there's dirt there, that means if she has dirty clothing, she's stuck. right? She's just stuck because there's nothing she can do. She has dirty clothing, it would be Shri Asozo Kibuso, and she wouldn't be able to go into the water. That's what would come out from that position, the Mi'iri. Okay. Meshita Mukubetzet in 6. So, Shita Mukubetzet now gets back to Howie's point. It says, okay, but on the Darabanan level, why is this mutter? Right? Because even if you could waive the Daraisa problem, why is it that we waive the Darabanan problem? And also, why do we waive the Gzera, which the Gemara will say in a minute, of Gzera that you might come to Shita? Right? You still haven't explained that, right? We've so far explained the Daraisas, but we also have to remember that we're dealing with the assumption of the Gemara, it's mutter mi Darabanan. Why is it mutter mi Darabanan? There's still a problem of Shita, right? A Gzera that you might do Shita, you might squeeze the water afterwards, even if it was mutter to get it wet, we're worried that afterwards you might squeeze it out. So there, the Shita Mugazah's answer is V'yesh Lomar, D'hacha Mishum, Mitzvah Lo Gazru. Because it's a mitzvah, so we don't add the Gzera. So that's just his answer. It's very simple. Because there's a mitzvah, so we don't add the Derabbanan. So the only thing we have to be worried about is the De'araisa. And his Raya is from the Gemara in Yoma, Kedizu, Verek Basar, De Yoma, that Holy Chalakul Bnei Rabba, Ovat Savar Obamayim, that the person who wants to go see his Rebbe can go into the water up to his neck. Vanisha Mati, Tabahid De Yoma, Lekal Lemechash Leschita. But then he gives a different possibility which will solve the Shechita problem in a different way. And he says, maybe there you don't have to worry about Shechita either. Maybe it's a unique Yom Kippur halacha, because since you're not allowed to be, right, you're not allowed to wash your hands, right? So when you come out of the water on Yom Kippur, you're not going to touch your clothing and squeeze it, because you can't touch it because your hands can't get wet. So you remember. Yeah, I don't know. It's not a great answer. You might, yeah. But then if you sit down, well, if you sit down, it might be, that might be, a that might be lonichale or something like that.
If it's the rice, then walking in the lake, right?
So Shita Mugbetz is dealing with the Darabanan question. I probably should have just put it at the end. But so far, the other four answers were trying to figure out why it's not Daraisa. Right? Once it's not Daraisa, then you can deal with Darabanan.
But even walking the lake, it could be a Daraisa also, right? I understand why it wouldn't be there.
Well, that's what the first four answers were trying to figure out, right? Is that either it's Derech, right? It's Derech Lichluch, or it's your clothes aren't dirty, or, right, or you're not wearing wool, or you're not wearing easily cleanable clothes.
But there it doesn't differentiate between these correct type of answers in terms of...
Correct. The Shita Mugbetzet is just dealing with the next question. Okay. Even if you can solve the Daraisa, how do you solve the Darabanan?
Okay, I got it.
Okay, then we have the next Tosos. Tosos in 7. This is the Tosos in Zachem. So he says, Mekan chabismartut, avalite in mayim asr mishum shirazu zeo kibusa. Fine. V'adam ar perakama debeta nidam aremes v'les bivgadea omer binutam t'lochashiv kibus mishum devi derech lichloch. Again, Tosos there says the same thing he does in our sugya, but it's just important to see it in Zachem because you see it's Rabbeinu Tam. Right? It's not a nameless position as we have in our Tosos, but it's actually Rabbeinu Tam. It's not kibus mishum David derech lichloch v'yoser mislachem bigadim. He's just a little bit clearer on Alan's point before. Is it that it has to be not cleaner or that it gets dirtier? Here, Rabbeinu Tam is clear that it gets dirtier. Right, Yoser Mislachem Bigotim Kishnechsam Labar Lavushim Masha Miskapsin gets dirtier than it gets cleaner. Right, so here Tosas is just slightly clearer. It's the same position, but it's clear that Rabbeinu Tam's position is not just that it's mutter if it doesn't get cleaner, it's that it's mutter if it gets dirtier. Right, so then we could, you know, deal with the question, what if you really walked into perfectly clean water? So Rabbeinu Tam would say it's probably usher, at least according to the formulation that we have in this Tosas. Tosas in 8. In Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis in Shabbos, so he says he brings the middle answer of Tosfos of Meiri rather, right? So this is why I think the Meiri is probably referring to Tosfos, but it also appears I think in some Provençals. It says Didavka Hechad Ikas Tam Otinof Amar Shriyasu Zeo Kibuso. Answer one is it depends. It's only usher if there is dirt there. And here again we get Rabbeinu Tam's position, but here we get an even more expanded version of Rabbeinu Tam. Umatzari muga v'sefer hayashar. The re found in a manuscript of Sefer Hayashar. That we don't say Shriyasu Zeo Kibuso in when you're doing something which makes it dirtier. Again, Kimo, as we've seen in our Tosos, Sipuk Be'aluntis, like drying yourself off with a towel, V'kinuach Yadayim B'mapar, drying your hands, right? Sipuk Be'aluntis is like is more your body with a bigger towel, and this is your hands with a hand towel. If you're walking through the water, it makes it dirty. Now he adds, so a very common nafkamina would be if a mother is holding her child and the child urinates on her, right? So now you obviously want to clean it off, right? You want to clean it off. Now, you want to clean it off because it's disgusting. You also want to clean it off because you can't daven next to it. So there's a process known as tahara, right? All you need to do is put, in order to be permit davening, all you need to do is add water to it, right? Even though it still smells a little bit, it's mutter to daven as long as it's been mixed with water. So you both want to clean it, but you also want to do tahara. So he says, if you have this clothes which has urine on it, ain't mahim, kibuso. That's obviously usur. But the re says v'shamarim mipian nashim shehitir rabbeinu tam litol. Oh, sorry, he doesn't matter. Now he gets to the back to the towels. Hitir rabbeinu tam litol yodel akaneach yodel bivgadeh came and derech lechloch kedisha yuchol is bal levarich. Rabbeinu tam mixed the positions. He said, "I have a suggestion for you. Right, if and here we get to a nafkamina. Right, Rabbeinu tam before said that it's mutter if it's derech lechloch, but now what happens if it is derech lechloch and derech nikayon at the same time, mutter or usher?"
So how is that possible?
What if you use your shirt with the urine on it as your hand towel? So drying your hands on the towel is derech lichloch, but now you will appreciate that it's also weakened the smell and the halachic significance of the urine in the shirt, right?
This is like paraduma.
Sure. So mutter or usher?
Is it tameyim?
Right, yeah, exactly. So he says mutter or not. And Rabbeinu Tam said mutter because he... So now we clarify Rabbeinu Tam's position because Rabbeinu Tam had said it's about it being derech lichloch. And even if it technically cleans it, it doesn't matter. So, right, coming... So we saw that the formulation in Tosfos and Zvachim, coming back to Alan's point, said that it was only if you actually made it dirtier. Rabbeinu Tam here says, no, even if you actually do make it cleaner, it doesn't matter. It's what type of action is this? If it's a dirtying type of action, even if it technically might even make it cleaner, at some level, it doesn't matter. Because what matters is what type of action are you doing? Drawing your hands on a towel is a dirtying action, even if in some circumstances, right, it might make the towel cleaner.
Except it's a little different where you actually have kavana to clean it.
Correct. And he's Tosfos here is saying that is mutter, right? Rabbeinu Tam. The Re says no for the same reason that Alan just said, that Howie just said. I just assume everyone's Alan, but okay.
Okay,
Howie just said.
Alan.
Is it really?
It really is.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Okay. Wow. Okay. Okay. At some point, all our names will turn to Alan Derech Bittelbarov. It's like okay. Ve'ein Nir Lari. The Re says what Howie said. Sharehi miskavenes latara lichloch. What are you talking about? She has kavana to clean her clothes. V'derech rachitza v'libon havizu akinuch. So now we get the beginning is answer number 5 in Rishonim, which is maybe it depends on kavana. So Rabbeinu Tam says, I don't care. It's not about kavana. It's about the action. The Re says, no, it's about the kavana. Are you trying to clean it or not? So that's answer 4.5. We will see Rishonim that take that more seriously, but for now it's 4.5.
Is he actually saying that he heard this from women who asked Rabbeinu Tam?
Yeah.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah. He said, the Re is Rabbeinu Tam's nephew, right? So presumably, right, he saw, I don't know, his, right, you can imagine the scene, right? His mother was at his house watching her grandson, right? And her grandson, right, changes the diaper, and her grandson urinates on her, and then she goes to, right, wash her hands afterwards, and she wipes it on her clothes, and the reason, how could you do it? She says, my brother said it was fine, right? Right? Rabbeinu Tam said it was fine. So he said, I heard from my mother that Rabbeinu Tam used to say it was mutter. I don't think it's right, but who am I to, right? Who am I to argue with my uncle? Right?
But if kavana's an issue, wouldn't it make it just a psik resha in the other case? In other words, she just wants her beged to be tahor. So she's going in with the baggage for that purpose. She has no intent of cleaning.
She wants to be covered.
She only has one baggage.
So hold that thought of psigratia, because I said this is a half an answer, and we'll see. The Ri doesn't flesh out what it would mean, the Kavana, but we'll see that other Rishonim will flesh it out. Because you're right. If it was just about Kavana, she used to say, okay, well then other cases are psigratia, and therefore it should be Aser. Hold that thought. Hagos Maimoni, Sefer Truma, Uraim. We still have three Rishonim, three Balia Tosfos to go. Right? Three. Now we have three Germans. So far we've been seeing French Rishonim. Now we have three Germans. Okay, late and then early. But Hagos Maimoni is the Talmud of the Maharam of Rittenberg, and then Sefer Truma, and then Uraim, but all Germany. Okay, so then he quotes the Riva. The Riva is actually French, but okay, fine. He quotes a French one. Fine. Gam kein shem nitvu meraglayim ala begodav v'tofeach hamanas la'piach sheni och levarach l'sbal shemutter losleim mayim levantan she'ino miskavin el ledar v'lo lekibos. So he goes farther. He says, you know why it's mutter? It's not just mutter because it's derech lechloch. It's mutter because kavana to be mitaher is not the same as kavana to clean. So he adds a sixth answer. He says, you know what? Even if you're actually trying to remove the stench and the halachic significance of the urine, that's not called cleaning. Because after Shabbos, you're vadai cleaning that clothes. It's not clean yet. All you want to do is be able to daven with that shirt, right? It's right half an hour, it's 15 minutes before Shkia, right? You don't have time, you want to just daven mincha, right? You don't need it to be clean yet, you'll clean it after Havdalah, but you need to be able to daven because you don't have time to put down the baby, change clothes, daven, right? You're going to be davening with the baby screaming on you, right? For the next...
Maybe your only clothes.
What? Or it's your only clothes or whatever, right? But even with changes of clothes, right? This is not like a... This is not a situation I can't imagine happening to, right? That I can't imagine happening in my own house, right? I can imagine it happening. So he says, he goes farther in the Kavanah. He says, it's very simple, right? His answer to Howie's question is... Right, because he clearly had the same problem. Is wait a second, if it's about kavana, then every other case should be psigratia. So he says, you know what? It's about kavana. Kavana le nakos, to actually clean. If you're just diluting urine, big deal. That's not called cleaning, right? Which is a very extreme position, but it's responding to Howie's point, which is, well, if it's about kavana, this is still a psigratia because you are cleaning. Fine. Viraya minida, and his proof is nida shemaramis v'tavels v'gadav amtzah v'gadu aser. But then he adds a second answer, so he seems to need two things. And then he says, but wait a second, if there's actual dirt on it, it's aser. Does miskaven l'tzachzeach k'de lahavir aluchloch? He said, if it's actually dirty, right? Now he seems to make a very fine distinction. Urine you can't see, you can smell, right? So he's saying that is not really called cleaning. As long as you're not actually cleaning it out, you're just, you know, diluting it, that's not actually cleaning. But if there's actual dirt on it, right, there's something that's visible, so then it'd be usher. To the point where certain Rishonim, I don't remember if I put these, distinguish between white and red wine, right? Because according to this Svara, according to the Riva, if white wine spilled on it and you just want it to not, you don't want to smell like an alcoholic, so it would be mutter. But if it's red wine, it'd be usher. Because right, even though you're cleaning it, you're not cleaning it, you're diluting it. According to Riva, white wine is mutter. Right? Cleaning off white wine is mutter, red wine is aser. Sefer HaTruma, in 10. He says, V'ima yalichluch al habeged. We have 5.5 answers now, right? So he says, V'ima yalichluch al habeged, aser min hatorah litan of mayim. So first answer is, it simply depends on whether it's dirty or not. So then he adds, no, you need two things. It needs to be dirty and kavana. So the other, so one way of answering is the Rivad saying kavana matters, but only kavana lenakos. The Sefer Truma says no. You need two things. You, in order for it to be kibos d'oraisa, you need kavana and it be dirty. So that means. So how does he answer it? He says, well, okay, but let's say you walk through the river. If your clothes aren't dirty, so it, right, you need, in order to be usher, it needs tarte l'rayusa. It needs to be, you have kavana to clean it and. Right? It's dirty. But if it's clean, so then you can solve it. So that's his response to Howie's question. It is very simple. It needs to be both dirty and kavana. So therefore, if you don't have kavana, right? So if it's dirty, it's still aser because it's psigratia. But if it's not dirty, so then it's mutar l'chatchila because you don't have kavana.
What if it's dirty and clean?
So,
in other words, his shirt has a slight stain on it.
So that's called dirty.
Water on the whole thing.
Well, that's still called dirty.
Is it?
Yeah, probably. Well, probably. But
how can you have kavana if it's not dirty?
Meaning, you know, when once you have a little bit of a stain, right, you can't, right, you don't say, oh, I can, I mean, some people do. Right? In yeshiva, you do this, right? A little of a stain. But if you're, right, once you're, like, in the real world, that doesn't work.
Sometimes, right?
I'm not sure if I understand this. Walking in the water to see the his Rebbe.
So, according
even
to him,
his clothes is dirty. According to him, if his kavanah is to see the Rebbe,
it's okay.
Right. Then it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's one. It, you need both.
In order to be usher, correct.
You need both.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. So we need to talk. Mayim alafang. Number parak. The chatas parak. No tell afal. Lo ayet. No tefal. Begev gamal miskaven lo lachabes. A begev love no idin. Says mayim alav. Ain kan esr kibos. Veliban b'shriyas zu. Vein esr el dilma yischot. And then he said the only potential problem in the case of going in for your Rebbe when your clothes are clean or whatever, you're going into your Rebbe is chita, and that, as we've seen in the Shinigum Mesa before, you waive because of the mitzvah involved. Okay. The Urayim in 11 says, V'hadetanya need the maremes v'toveles. Mefarshin la bevigde or. So this is answer 7, yeah. Right? Which is, and this is what I mentioned before, it's only leather clothes that's mutter. That's mutter from the Gemara in Zvachim. Because right. The Gemara in Zvachim, it said leather it doesn't get cleaned so easily. So leather, you actually have to scrub, which means just walking in with leather won't clean it, so it's mutter. So apparently this woman is wearing all leather clothes. That's highly unlikely in the ancient Middle East, but okay, fine. Maskinim bezvachim, afil b'orsh. Also, to be fair, I can't imagine this is happening in 12th century Germany either, but okay, I have no idea. Fine. It says, because the Gemara in Zvachim says that b'shichshuch in kibos l'vachim and shuyas beged zu kibos u'davko b'mayim v'b'yayim shecher in z'kibos l'atid. If he just notes, by the way, this halacha is only with water, right? If you soak your clothes in wine, it is mutter, which is a very important halacha, because that's why, according to all opinions, it is mutter to dry up, right? To take a towel, not to actually like do this, because then you might squeeze it, but just to put a towel on top of a spill is mutter, because, right? A spill of water, according to some shittos, might actually be usher, but according if it's wine or something like that, it's vade mutter. We'll get to psak in 1 second. We're going to see one shitta, and then we're going to see Shulchan Aruch. The Bach has one more answer. Below shor lekanech mamapa el lefishu davar muad ve'ein sham shriya. He says it depends. This doesn't actually work in our. This is not for our sugya, but it's just another important distinction within it. He says the only time she rushes out kipuzo is if there's a lot of water, but not a little bit. Right, a very little bit of water is not called shriya because it doesn't do anything, and that's why he thinks it's mutter to dry your hands because it's not enough to actually clean it. So we have 7.5 answers to what cases are mutter and what are usher. So let's just go through them. So 3 of them to reorganize them. 3 of them are basically the same answer in different forms, which is there's different types of clothes out there. Some easily get cleaned easily and some don't. You have 3 versions. Either the only clothes it's mutter to go in with are leather, the only one it's usher to go in with are wool, or it depends on whether it's easily cleaned or not, and without giving any details. That's 3 answers. Fine. Then you have the answer, it depends on kavana. That's answer 4. Then you have the answer, it depends on whether you're doing a dirtying type of act. Another answer is whether it's dirty or not. Did we cover all of them? Did I cover all of them? It was 3 substance. Kavana, derech lichluch, it's actually dirty. Combination of the two, which is like another half, right? That you need it to be dirty and kavana, which is the sefer atruma. Did I miss one?
The Urayim's.
No, I mentioned that. That was the leather one. Leather. Okay, I think maybe I covered all of them, and I'm counting Shimiku Betzed, who explains how to get out of the Derabanan. Okay, so that is all the positions that are out there. Now, let's look at Shulchan Aruch in 1 second, but now let's just try to reorganize it conceptually, because they do seem to break down into 2 camps. I mean, this is like basic lumdos you'll find in a lot of places. That there seem to be 2 very different conceptions of what it means when we say, what the malach of malabain is. Some Rishonim seem to think that malabain means to clean. And therefore, their answers all say, when is it considered malabain? If it is cleaning, right? If it's dirty, then it's cleaning. If you're dirtying it, so then it is, right? Then it's mutter. Right? All those are focusing on, right? On are you actually cleaning it? Other people, the other way of saying it is no. yes, the malacha malabim is derives from the isser to whiten it, to clean it. But the actual, the isser is simply to, right, is just simply to, is to, well, actually, I'll reformulate. Machloka seems to go like this, right? Is it that shriyasu zeo kibuso means it's usher to clean something totally, or to do anything which is a cleaning act, whether or not it actually makes it clean?
That's the other answer. It's only a small part.
Right. So that's the, right. That's the Bach. Right. The Bach says, well, it depends. Right. So if we go through them, right, the Bach who says it's only if you cleaned it a lot says, well, what is he saying? That shriyasu zeo kibuso means it's usher to clean something if you fully clean it. If it's not enough to fully clean it, so then it is mutter. The shitas who say it depends on substance are saying the same thing, right? Libun is only, melabin is only if you fully clean it. So therefore, if it's something that you're going to need to scrub, right, because it's not done yet, so it's mutter, it gets a little bit cleaner, it doesn't matter. Because the only thing which is defined as melabin is if it makes it fully clean. So all the three substance answers are basically saying melabin means to make it fully clean. If you're just going in the right direction, it doesn't count. Rabbeinu Tam says no. Shriyasu zeo kibuso tells you that the isser of melabin is not just making something clean, but going the direction of cleanliness. So in order to be matirit, you have to say it is, right? You're dirtying it, right? This is called dirtying, right? So, and the Shita who says that it's fine to the Riva who says it's mutter to dilute the urine is saying, yeah, because that's not called cleaning. Yes, you're lessening the problem, but that's not cleaning. Cleaning is only when you remove the problem. Here you're not removing the problem, you're just lessening the problem. It's mutter, right? So these Rishonim seem to split into two main camps. Those who think malabe means to fully clean something, and therefore the distinctions they make are you fully cleaning it or not, which may be a distinction based on the material, maybe based on the context, how much water you're using, etc. And then the shitas are saying, no, melabin is to move in the cleaning direction, and therefore, in order for it to be mutter, it has to be either not dirty at all, right, or it has to be that you're dirtying it more by going through this process, right? But that seems to be the basic conceptual background to this machlokas. Ray Schwartz has a nice short article where he points this out. Right, Ezra Schwartz. Now let's go to halacha, and we'll see that this plays out, and we will finish this today. So Shulchan Aruch, this is Siman Shin Bet. So first, a halacha that we didn't see yet, because it's another sugya, but you'll see that it fits into the same chakira. It's in Machlokas Rashi Tosfos in Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin, where the Gemara says, I'll just read you Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch says, Sif Aleph, HaMinar Talis Chadasha Shechora Minatal Shalau. There's a Machlokas. What happens if your clothes have dew on them? Okay? So, and then you shake off the dew. So, or is it usher? So the Gemara says chayev shanir yafel lakim okibah. That's obviously usher, because when it has dew, which is a basically clean liquid, when you shake it off, right, you've made it cleaner. So that the Gemara assumes is usher. But then he says vahushe makid aleh shalolulav sho below neir. But that's only if you actually care to wear it without the neir. If you don't care, right, without the shaking, right? If you like couldn't care less, right? You pick up your jacket, you happen to do it, but you don't care if the dew is on or not, so then it doesn't matter. Fine. But then he says, you obviously can't shake off clothes that is actually wet. But that's only clothes that you care about, new clothes you care about, fine. And then he brings a machlokas, the Rashi and Tosfos. He says, "V'yesh omer the asher l'nar begim and avak shalav." What happens if you have clothes with a little bit of dirt on it?
Why is it asher to shake off the water?
Because it's considered cleaning, right? Because you're cleaning it by shaking off the water.
So he's not concerned whether the begit is clean already.
At this point, no. Right, but we can't get into the talsug yet. That's like another sugya in and of itself. The one I wanted to get at is the end of the Ramah here, which is da'asr l'nar begin me'avak shalav. There's a machlokas Rashi Tosfos, whether, because the Gemara says, ha'manar tal is chadasha, it's asr, assuming you care about it. The Rashi and Tosfos argue about whether that's only when there's water or not. So Rashi says that it's asr even if there's no water on it, they're just dirt. But you can obviously remove feathers, because that's not embedded in your clothes. So Rashi is a Yesh Omrim here, who says that even if you have a little bit of dirt, you can't even shake off your clothes for the dirt to come off. Tosfos says that's mutter l'chatchila. Okay, now what is that machlok is based on? So it seems to be based on the same question. Right? If you think that Malabane is to make something cleaner, even if it's not fully clean. So when you shake off the dirt on your right, it makes it better. But you're not getting all the dirt out simply by shaking your clothes. You have to like work on it. So Rashi says that since you're moving in the right direction, it's already Malabane. Tosva says no, because it's not fully clean. Tosva says Nishar Rishimo, right? There's that little bit of dirt that you have to get out after Shabbos with a little bit of scrubbing, right? You can get off what's caked off on top. Tosva says, therefore, it's mutter to shake off your clothes. So you see that same machlokes, is it fully cleaning or not, is a machlokes in other cases where there's no water, right? So far, we've seen it in the water cases, but it's also true of dry, cleaning something dry. Yeah.
The leather would also be esser, because it would still be the start of the process.
Maybe, but it seems to be that you at least have to do something which is actually embedded. Right, because everyone agrees that the cake dirt is mutter. Right, if it's mamish caked on top, you could just wipe it off. It's the thing which is sort of embedded, but not so embedded that you need to scrub it off. Right, the thing which is on top is like the notzot, right? The end, the feathers are fine. So leather is, if it, really hard leather is like the feathers, right? Where it's not even embedded, you're just taking it off. You're not even scrubbing it. So that seems to be the answer there. Okay, siftes. Mutter liten mayim agami min ala shachro. You put a little water on your shoes, avol lechabso, but to actually scrub it, dahinish meshavshet sido zelzeh, osur. I will beg at sheish lov lechol. If you have clothing that are dirty, osur afil ala shachro, you can't even put water on it, because that is kibuso. Mekancho besmartut vekavolo vedochak penisko. But you could take like a moist towel, and you could just do this, right? Because it's not really wet, it's just moist. That you can do, fine. Lightly. And the Rav Ma says, if it's not dirty, so the Rav Ma now accepts the position of the Rishonim, this is the smog of Truma, the Rosh, etc., that it's only usher if it is dirty. Right? So the Rav Ma accepts the position that it's only usher to clean something when it's dirty. And then he said, "Yeshos from Becholinian." And then his second day is no, it's usher either way, and that is the shitas we saw above. Some say it's mutter if it's clean; others say no, it's only mutter if you're doing it in a dirtying way. And it doesn't matter whether it happens to be clean. And the Mishnah Brura says l'shachshecho perish. Just clarification: she'asher liten lav mayim klav afilum watim. That we don't pasken like the Bach. Right? The Bach had said it's only usher if you fully clean it, and therefore it's only if you put a lot of water, not a little water. The Mishnah Brura said we don't pasken that way. Even a little bit of cleaning, because. And this doesn't seem to weigh in fully on the machlokes whether it's making it fully clean or not, because you could say that. The Bach is going a step further. He's saying, right, you have to clean the whole clothes, right? The whole clothing. But you could say, look, I'm cleaning the whole stain, right? That would also be usher. And that the Mishnah Berurah said, we don't pask in that way. Even a little bit of water, if you're cleaning it, is usher. Dezeo kibuso. He says, Ratzalomar beget shriyasu zeo kibuso. Behave bechlal milavin vechayev. Mashayin ken minol. After shayach bo kibos. Mikol makom shriyasu ein zeo kibuso. Elim ken bechave es mamesh. So as we've seen before, shoes, which are hard leather, everyone agrees. It's only usher if you actually scrub it, but simply wiping it down with water is mutter. That was explicit in the Gemara in Tzvachim. Losses love mayim. De shriya lo ave kibos. Elok shiyash of love lechloch.
The Shriya.
So this is the position. This is the first day in the Ramah that if it's clean, you can put water. Because right, he just clarifies, because maybe it's only called cleaning if it's dirty. When we come welcome, also be merubin mishum chashim yischol. You notice there's still a derabanan problem to soak it because you might squeeze it out. Vida, but now he brings in the position of the Riva. The mechavin benesiva samayim lechabto afilu b'mayim muatin aser. If you have positive kavana to clean it, then everyone would agree it's usur, even if it happens to be clean. Because if it's clean, but you're intending to make it cleaner, so then your kavana creates problems, right? So that we've already seen in the Rishonim, that if you actively are having kavana to clean it, that creates more problems than you might have had otherwise. Memches, he says, v'yeshon rishim, some say it's usur even when it's clean. Because sfirulei demad amrin shiriyasu zeo kibusanu afilu bibega chenel of lichloch. Because some say it's usher even if it's clean. He says everyone agrees that im nesinas amayim al beged hu derech lichloch shari, that if it is you're actually dirtying it. It's mutter. V'yesh lochosh l'deyazu l'hachmir v'shal Torah. And we should be machmir for this position, namely that it's only mutter if you're actually dirtying it, and it remains usher even if it is already clean. And the last sif I want to see in Shulchan Aruch in and Sif Yod is Arochets Yadav Tov L'Nagmin B'Koach Zu B'Zu L'Hasar Mem Amayim Gefil Choldo Komshin Kanchum B'Mapa L'Chadchila. He paskins against Rabbeinu Tam, because he says it's not right if you have a lot of water and you put it on the towel, that might be a problem either of schita or a problem of malaben against Rabbeinu Tam. But the Rama says no, we pass on Rabbeinu Tam. The Yishakazu Dein Lachosh Laze the Law Marine Tree has begged Zeh Kibusu Bichay Agav the Dein Zeh Rak Derech Lichloch Lachain Nog, and that's the minhag to be makeil Lachain Mutto Naga Gadu Bebegad Shitabot Tinag Merak Laim Kedei Levat Laim. And now he passes like the Riva that it's also mutter too. Dry your hands on clothes with urine in them. She'ain's a rak derech lichluch b'alma, because that's actually mutter, because that's considered derech lichluch, because even though it weakens the smell of the urine, it's still making it dirtier, just making it more bearable, and that's mutter. Will also litain my mamish al meraglaim kelevatlam, but you can't pour water on it, because that would already be derech nikayon, right? If you have two, it's not fully cleaning it, and drying your hands on something is normally a way of dirtying it, it's mutter. But if you actually put water on it, even if you haven't fully cleaned it, as we've already seen, we're machmir, when things are just going in the right direction. And the Mishnah Berurah says, she says, even though Shulchan Aruch says it's better to be machmir, really it's mutter to dry your hands on a towel. As the Ramah says, so we see that lahalacha, remnants of all these positions are found in halacha, right? All of them, as you see. That's why it's important to see all eight positions, because the kavana comes up, derech lichluch comes up, derech nikayon, those are lahalacha, we're machmir for everything, basically. But that's where it comes down to, and it seems to come down to that one fundamental question.